So we're going to begin here with the Mishnah on the top of Ted Vavam and Aleph. Again, we're discussing differences between Yachid v'Tzibur. And here we're discussing the Chatat. And as background, we know that there are Chamesh Chataot Meitot. Five Chataot that are put to death if certain circumstances take place. One of them is Chatat Shemetu Baleha. Chatat whose owner has passed away. And therefore, the Chatat is no longer useful because the owner is not here. Number two is Shekipru Baleha. We discussed this when we had the issue with Rabbi Avin, that if, for instance, the chatat got lost, and then he took another chatat, he used another chatat that was mitkaper, and then he finds the original chatat that he finds afterwards is also meta. Sh'avr shnata, if 1 year has passed, meaning that only within its first year is a chatat ksheira, after that it's not ksheira. So if it passed its date, then it's also the mita. Vlad chatat, an offspring of a chatat. Remember, a chatat can be a nekeva, or is a nekeva, and therefore it could have offspring. So if there's an offspring of vlad chatat, it's the mito. And the last one is tumurat chatat, which is obviously part of our issue here, is that tumurat chatat is something that is olech lemita. So those are the five chatot metot. It's a din aloch ol Moshe Mitzinai, that by korban yachid, those five chatot are metot. The mission now is going to address, what about Chatot HaTzibur? How do the Chatot HaTzibur deal with these five type of Chatot? So Mar says, Chatat HaYachid, Shikipru Baleha, Meita, if they were nitkaper with another animal, that's one of the five that we mentioned, then it goes to the Mita. Vishel Tzibur, Eina Meita. But the Tzibur, if they have a Chatat, Shikipru Baleha, it's not Olech the Mita. Bihuda Omer, Yamutu. Bihuda says it does. So Rabbi Yehuda's Mesorah is that this is included in the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Even though it's of a Tzibur, it'll have the same din as the Yachid. That just like the Yachid, Sheh, Baleha, Nitkapru, it goes the Mita, so to the Tzibur, Sheh, Nitkapru, Baleha, if for whatever reason the Chatat Tzibur was lost, they used another Chatat to replace it, and then they found it, that Chatat will be Olech the Mita, just like that of a Yachid. The Tanakam says, no, that they're different. That the Yachid has a Misora, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai Mita, but that's not true by the Tzibur. Shimon Omer, Mamatzinu. So this is interesting, Mamatzinu, in terms of Rabbi Shimon, because, remember, we just said there were five Chatot Meitot. Out of those five Chatot Meitot, only two of them are relevant to the Tzibur. Because, we just said in the first Mishnah, that when it comes to Korbanot HaTzibur, they all come from Zicharim. They all come from Zicharim. There's no way to have a Vlad Chatat by the Korbanot Chatat HaTzibur. It's always a male. It's a male, then there are no Vlad Chataot in the Tzibur. Number one. Number two is, you can't have a Chatat She-Meitu Ba'aleha. Can't have a Chatat where the Balim died, because when you're talking about an individual, you can talk about Mita. But when you talk about an Am, when you talk about a nation as a whole, there is no such din as Meitu Ba'aleha. So therefore, there is no Chatat Shemeitu Ba'aleha. And the last one, which is our Masechta, is there's no Tumurat Chatat by a Tzibur. That was one of the differences between Yachid and a Tzibur. Yachid can have Tumura, Tzibur cannot have Tumura. So Rabbi Shimon says, let's look at the list of the five. And if we look at the list of the five, Bevlad Chatat, Tumurat Chatat, Chatat Shemeitu Ba'aleha, Dvarim Amurim B'Yachid Velo B'Tzibur. By those three, it has to be that it's said by the Yachid and not the Tzibur, because there's no manifestation of it in the Tzibur. Af. So then I'm going to apply the same din Shekipru B'Aleha V'Avrashnata. For the same din should apply also to if the Balim already went its kaper or passed its date. B'Yachid Dvarim Amurim Velo B'Tzibur. The fact that there are five, and out of three out of the five I know for sure by Yachid, the other two should have the same din, that they only apply by Yachid and don't apply by Tzibur. Again, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, so it's not so clear that this Mimetzino should work necessarily, but that's Rabbi Shimon's logic for saying that those two also should only apply by the Yachid and not apply to the Tzibur. So Tan Rabbanan, Ma'u Omer. When the Pasuk says, now here they quote the Pasuk, they give you two words from the Pasuk, but it's not the entirety of the Pasuk, which is, Im keves yavi karbano lichatat. They took the words yavi and chatat, but it's im keves yavi karbano lichatat. So the word yavi is extraneous in the Pasuk, because it could have just written, Im keves karbano lichatat. What is yavi? Why do we have this word yavi? So minayin magdish chatato v'abda. How do you know that a person was magdish chatat? It got lost. And then he brought in a replacement. He was Makdisha replacement. V'nimtzeit harishona. And then he finds the first one. V'arishtehem omdot. And now he has two of them in front of him. He has two chataot sitting in front of him. The one that he originally had been mafrish. The second one that he used as the replacement. Now he has both of them. What can he do? V'nayin she'izmehem yurtze yavi. How do I know that he can bring whichever one he wants? Tamalomar chatat yavi. He can bring whichever one he wants. Yechol yavi shtehem. I would think maybe he can bring both of them. Tamalomar yiviena. So yiviena is at the end of the pasuk, which is nekevat mima yiviena. So yiviena in the singular form. So that says achat velo shtayim. One of the two is brought. Ve'otoshnia mate aleha. So then what happens to this second one? So Rabbi Huna tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tir'eh. Rabbi Yehuda says it should go out and graze. Rabbi Shimon Omer, tamut. It should be put to mita. Mi amar Rabbi Yehuda tir'eh. Can Rabbi Yehuda really say that it's tir'eh? V'ha Rabbi Yehuda tamut shmin and lay. We heard that Rabbi Yehuda says, about a chatat shenit kapruba leha, that it is the mita. Si ipoch. So now we have to flip around. Where do we hear that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's the mita? Well, we know from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer tamut, by the tzibur. So if he has alacha lemushi zimun as a tzibur, it's obvious, and everybody holds, that it is true for the yachid. The only question they're arguing about is the tzibur. They're not arguing about the yachid. So that means that by the yachid, shenit kapru ba'aleh, Rabbi Yehuda holds tamut. So if he holds tamut, how come over here he's telling tiret? So the man says, ipuch, we'll flip the position. So Rabbi Yehuda omer tamut, Rabbi Shimon omer tiret. Umi amar Rabbi Shimon tiret. Va'amar Rabbi Shimon chamesh chato'ot meitot. Rabbi Shimon believes that there are five chato'ot meitot in our Mishnah again. Rabbi Shimon says, how do I know that by the tzibur none of this applies? Because there are five chato'ot meitot. Three of them only apply to the yachid, two of them to the tzibur. So the three that are only for the yachid should influence our view of the two that can apply to the tzibur. So, but you see that Rabbi Shimon holds of five chato'ot, which one of those chato'ot is shenit kapru ba'aleha. So how could you be ipuch? Ela al olam lo tipuch. Don't flip their positions. Velo kasha. Kan ba'avuda b'shat hafrasha. Kan ba'avuda b'shat kapara. Depends when it was lost. There are two possibilities of when it's lost. Person was mafrish a korban chatat, then it gets lost. When did he find the original one? He's mafrish a second korban chatat. And then we want to know, when did he find this original chatat? Did he find it before he was nitkaper? Or after he was nitkaper? If it was after he already had kapara, then it's olech lemita. That's reviewed on our Mishnah. That's reviewed, as we know, that says tamut. That's if he finds the chatat after already was nitkaper with the second chatat. On the other hand, what we just quoted here from the Braita is a case where he found it before the kapara. Because we said over here he had both of them in front of him. In fact, they had both of them in front of him means that's nitkapru bala, but not really nitkapru, because they're about to do the kapara. So it was found after afrasha, but before kapara. In that case, yireh. It goes out to each day. It goes out until it gets a mum. We can explain the difference in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion depending on when it was found. If it's found prior to the kapara, then it will go out and graze. Whereas it's found after the kapara, then it goes olech the mita. The other possibility is, v'ibay teima, idi v'idi b'shat afrasha. They're both talking about the time of afrasha, v'lo kasho, hari Rabbi Yehuda alibe d'rabi, hari Rabbi Yehuda alibe d'rabonon. It's a machloket, Rabbi and Rabbonon, about what's the din, legabe, when you find it after afrasha, before kapara. What's the din? So Rabbi Yehuda, at one time, is saying over the din of Rabbi, and one time, is saying over the din of the Rabbonon. He's not Rabbi Yehuda the Shitato, but rather Rabbi Yehuda Aliba de Rabbi, that says further on in our Masechta, that when you find it after Afrasha, then it's Meita, even if it's before Kapara, and Rabbanan who say it's Yireh, unless it's found after Kapara. So Rabbi's just posing before us the two positions. In one case, he poses the position of Rabbi, that's our Mishnah. In the other case, where he says Tireh, he's posing the position of the Chachamim. Mi ika leman damar chatat tzibur shekipru b'leha meita. Now let's understand this. Is there anybody who really has the opinion that a chatat tzibur, that got kapara, that it's olech demita? Now the Gemara is asking this. We know that our Mishnah says, the Tanna Kama, our Mishnah says yamutu. So the Gemara wants to understand, is it really true? Is there such a possibility of someone who says this? Vatanya. Kiyotzebo amar Rabbi Yossi. Similarly, Rabbi Yossi says, Rashi says, lo yitpareish hechakoi, because I don't know where the Mishnah started. Obviously, if Rabbi Yossi is saying kiyotzebo, there was something that came before that, and now he's saying similar to that. Rashi says, I don't know what that statement was beforehand. Tosafot says that it's a mechilta. That it's a mechilta that begins like this, by korban olev yoreid. By the korban olev yoreid, it says, v'tasheni yase ola, ma ola ina nechelet, avchatat zu ina nechelet. that by the Karban Olevi Yoreid, where you bring Tziporim, if you bring birds, instead of a Kieves or an Ayo, then over there you would bring a Chatat and an Olah. And the drasha and the Mechilta is just like an Olah is not eaten, this Chatat, normally Chatat is eaten, this Chatat is not eaten. So now, Kiyotze Boam Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says a similar thing like this. But Babaim Mashevi Bnei Agula Hikrivu Olot Parim Shnei Masar. So this is in Ezra, when the people come back from the Galut, so they come back from the Gula, and they come to the Bimakriv Karbanot in Yerushalayim. And it says they brought Parim Shnei Masar, 12 Parim, Elim Tishim Vishisha, 96 Elim, Fasim Shivim Vishiva, sheep they bring 77, and then the word is Tzipire Chatat, Shnei Masar. And they bring 12 Chataot, Hakol Ola LaHashem. Everything was an Ola LaHashem. So this is how you know that Rabbi Yossi is saying the same thing, because it calls here a Chatat and Ola. Just like that case by the birds, where the Chatat now looks like an Ola, because it's Ena Ne'achelet. That's what the Gemara says. The Chatat, Mi Karva Ola. Why does a Chatat here look like an Ola? Amarova, the Ola, it's like an Ola. Ma Ola, Ena Ne'achelet. Av Chatat, Ena Ne'achelet. Just like an Ola is not eaten, so too over here, the Chatat is not eaten. This is a type of Chatat that's not eaten. What's a Chatat that's not eaten? Chatat Pnimit. Chatat HaChitzona is eaten by the Kohanim. Chatat HaPnimit is Olech L'Sreifa. Shaya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Alavodah Zarah Heviyum. They brought these Karbanot for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah we know from Parshat Shlach, we learned this in Horiot, that's why it's quoted from Horiot, is that there is a Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, if the Tzibur is Choteh, Rova Tzibur is Choteh, Alpi Beitin, to do something B'Shogeg in Avodah Zarah, they have a din of Par Li'olah V'Sa'ir L'Chatat. And that's the Sarim and Israfim. And that's what we're speaking about over here. These Tzipirei Chatat, Shnei Masar, were brought as Chatot, Pnimiyot, L'Avodah Zarah, the Se'ir L'Avodah Zarah. And then you had the Parim, Shnei Masar, where the Parim Li'olah for Avodah Zarah. Now, of course, this is according to the opinion of Horiot, that you bring one for each Shevet. There is an opinion there that you bring one for all of Klal Yisrael. There's one that says you bring one for each Shevet, and there was a third opinion they bring 13. That you bring one for each Shevet plus for the Beit Din. Alright, this is according to that opinion that says 12. And they were bringing it for Avodah Zarah. V'amar Rav Yehuda Mashmal Avodah Zarah, Shasu B'mei Tzidkiyahu. This is from the Avodah Zarah in the time of Tzidkiyahu. Let's think. Tzidkiyahu is the last melech of Yehuda. The Churban happens in his time, and the Galut happens in his time. I mean, there was a Galuyot prior to that by Nebuchadnezzar. We learned that before in Arachin. You have the Galut of Yehoyakim, you have the Galut of Yechoniah. And then, later on, you have Tzidkiyahu, who's placed in, he rebels against Melech Bavel, and in the end he is captured, destroyed, and the Mikdash is destroyed. So that's the end or the termination of Bayit Rishon. 70 years later, they're coming back from the Gola. Ezra, Nehemiah, they're coming back, Zubavel, they're coming back from the Gola with the people. And now they're coming to bring the Korbanot of the Avodah Zarah for the Avodah Zarah that was done in the time of Tzidkiyo. Kasakadatkin. Now the Gemara says, this is the Havamino. Yemand itlei chatat tzibur shenitkapru malea meita. The one who says that a chatat tzibur that had its balim nitkaper, itlei nami chatat tzibur shemeitu balea meita. They also hold that when it comes to one of those five chatot, which is meitu balea, that's also true when it comes to the chatot tzibur. So that was our assumption. This is a premise of our question is based on that, that we're going to extrapolate. Whoever holds by nitkapu balea, it applies to the tzibur, is going to say the same thing by meitu ba'aleha. That will also be the mita. So now, it's not a great assumption, to be honest with you, because it's not necessarily a pol yotzei. I mean, that they're for different reasons, and that's what the Gemara's answer is going to be. But in order to ask the question, the Gemara has to say that they're two are equated. And since the two are equated, we say now, ba'ik ha-hacha, de'iku de'meitu ba'leh, v'ka karva. Over here in our case, in Ezra, balim were meitot. They were around in the time of Tzidkiyo. That's from the time of Korban Bayit Rishon. And now we're talking about the beginning of Bayit Sheni. They're bringing it for people that already had died. So Amra Papa, afilu mando amar chatat tzibur shekipru b'leh meita. Even according to the one who says, like in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that, chatat tzibur shekipru b'leh goes to mita, chatat tzibur shemeitu b'leh ain't a meita. That's not mita lefi, she'ena tzibur meitim. The tzibur never dies. This is the difference, I've discussed this in the past, that when you're talking about Klal Yisrael as a corporate entity, just like a corporation is not bound by the individuals that make up the corporation, that work for the corporation, corporation survives no matter what. The people are just employees of the corporation, but they do not represent the corporation as a whole. The corporation will live beyond the individuals that are part of the corporation. So to hear, Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, as an entity, will outlive any single individual that makes up Klal Yisrael. And so over here, there's no such thing as Meitu Baaleh when it comes to Klal Yisrael, whereas there is such a concept by the Yachid. So now that eliminates our question. Our question was before, can anybody hold that Katat Shekibu Baaleh by the Tzibur is Meita? Because we equated that with Meitu Baaleh, and then we showed by Ezra that there was a case where they were mitkaper b'meitu baaleh. The Gemara now, or Rav Papa, suggests the two aren't connected. If you disconnect them, then you don't have this problem anymore. So Mali, Rav Papa, ha. Where does he know this din from? Where does he know this concept that the corporate entity, Bnei Yisrael, never dies? Because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, the Jew, or the children, will be in place of their fathers. But that statement is not necessarily made about Bnei Yisrael as a corporate entity. Yeah. It could even be Yachid, 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 Yachid. Even individuals, you could say the same thing. The parents are replaced by the children. How do I know that the Tzibur is not Meitim? Because from the Si'irei Regalim V'Roshei Chodashim, when it comes to the Si'irei Chatat of the Regel and the Si'irei Chatat of Rosh Chodesh, that's the Si'ir Lechatat that is brought with all the korbanot that are brought in the Musafim, Damar Rachmanu Aitinu. Mitrumat alishka, we bring that from the coffers, the trumat alishka, which was the shkalim, and we just parshat shkalim. Everybody donate a chazi shekel to the mikdash. From those monies, we bring all the korbanot tzibur. That means that everybody in Bnei Yisrael or everyone in Bnei Yisrael is represented through that. What happens if people pass away before the moed? They give their chazi shekel, and people pass away before Sukkot. That means there's a possibility that their chazi shekel's in there, and we're still buying korbanot with their money, and they're dead. So how do I know that there's no meitu baaleh? It's because of exactly that. Maybe the owners of this money passed away. The tzibur does not die. The tzibur ain't a meita. The truth is, you could have argued against this position, which is that trumat alishka, once it leaves your hand and becomes part of the lishka, there's no personal ownership anymore. It becomes property of the tzibur. And once it's property of the tzibur, any single individual has no influence over what happens to that chatzi shekel. And we've seen before that the kohanim were doresh for themselves that they shouldn't give the chatzi shekel to the mikdash because the minchat kohanim is kalil. And yet we have minchat tzibur, which are not kalil. So the kohanim said, therefore we shouldn't give chatzi shekel. Yet, we know that that's not true. Rabbi Yochanan says that they were Dorish Latzman. They did that for their own benefit, but they really do have to give Chatzi HaShekel. We have that the Drasha, another Drasha to say that they do have to bring the Chatzi HaShekel. They don't impact in terms of Khalil. They don't impact in terms of the Korbanot. So you see in other places that even though they're individuals who are giving a Chatzi HaShekel in the end, they don't influence necessarily the properties of the Korban. Although, in the end, maybe it's because you have a ribui from the Pasuk. Without the ribui from the Pasuk, you wouldn't say that. So it's a questionable, but the Gemara says this is a proof to the fact that the tzibur ain't a meito. Now, based on this, they're bringing on the people that have passed away already. That means you could prove from here that you could bring a chatat for somebody who already died. It doesn't prove from here anything about the fact that if they were mafrisha chatat and then they died, then you could still bring the chatat. Oh, it says is that after someone is dead, you can bring a chatat on their behalf. We're trying to prove that even after someone dies, after they've been mafrish a chatat, that you could still bring that chatat. That's what the question of the Reshba was. Biksha Reshba, and the Reshba in Tosafot is not the Reshba that we know, the Chidushi HaRashba. It's the Reshba, it's the Rashmi Shantz. When he's quoting it, the Rashmi Shantz asked this question. He says, Ma'inyan zela meitu baaleh, the Kuleshas. It's nothing to do with the meitu baaleh of Kuleshas. The Ma'irishi frish chatat, umeitu baaleh, then they died. They try to bring it. Over here, the Baalim never were mafrisha chatat. They weren't mafrisha chatat over here. They were in time to kiyo. They had no interest in being mitkaper v'avodah zarah. They were never mind. Now we're doing it on their behalf. So Rabbeinu Netanel says it's a kal v'chomer. If you see from here that you can be mechaper on someone who's passed away already, meaning that they weren't mafrisha chatat, and you could take out a chatat for them and be mitkaper for them, it's a kal v'chomer that if they're already mafrisha chatat for themselves, that certainly you could bring that chatat on their behalf to be mitkaper for them. If you could do it starting from ground zero, you could do it and be mitkaper for them, and certainly you can do it in a case where they're already mafrisha chatat. Now, v'yibayitema, ki akrevinu v'hani chatot, achayai karevinu. that they actually brought them for those that were still living. I mean, that there were still survivors from Beit Rishon, who were still living, and they were bringing these chatot of Avodah Zarah, Seir Avodah Zarah, on behalf of those that were still alive. But the Gemara says now, offers an alternative of the Ibai Tema, is that they're actually bringing it for those that survived, those that were still alive from Beit Rishon. Dikhtiv, because it says there, Rabim me'akohanim, ve'alibi'im, ve'roshei ha'avot ha'zakenim, ishiru'u et ha'bayit ha'rishon bi'yasdo ze'abayit, they were, b'enem bochim b'kol gadol. So those people that had survived from the Beit Rishon, and over here, they're watching the Beit Sheni be consecrated, they were crying and calling out, because they had seen the beauty of Beit Rishon, and this Beit Sheni did not live up to that beauty. They knew what Beit Rishon had in it, and Beit Sheni did not have in it. So in that comparison, they're calling out and crying out. So that's what we're saying here. We know there are survivors from Beit Rishon that are present, and therefore we're bringing these chataot for them. So that maybe these are the miut, they're the minority. Who says they are the majority of who's there? And we know for Sirei Chatat, for the Paralam Tavash Tzibur, and the Seir Avodah Zarah, you need Rov Bnei Yisrael in order to bring it. Lo Matzid Amar, Tichtiv. Can't say that they were the minority, because it says, Ve'ein Ha'am Makirim Kol Truat HaSimicha, the Kol B'Chia'am. So they could not hear the celebration. There were those that were celebrating, those were the people that were not around in Beit Rishon. They were celebrating and they were dancing for the consecration of the second bayit. Yet, their happiness was drowned out by the noise of those that remembered Beit Rishon and were crying. So the fact that their simcha was drowned out by those that were crying shows you that the majority were those that were crying, those that had been there in time of Beit Rishon. So we're bringing these Siri Avodah Zarah on behalf of those that are still there and the majority. How did they bring them on the Mizbech? That's only case for when it's Par Helam Davar Shetzibur or Siri Avodah Zarah, is when it's based on a psak of Beitin, where people do it based on that psak and it's a din in Shogeg. It's not a din in Mizid. If they do it intentionally, you can't bring Siri Avodah Zarah, Chatat, on behalf of someone who did it intentionally. Am Rav Yochanan Oracha Aita, it's a special occasion. It's a unique one-time affair where they brought it on behalf of those that did it b'mezid. That makes sense. If you don't say that, bishlamah parim v'si'irim. Now we explained in the pasuk before, they brought many karbanot. They brought parim shnei masar, which we said were the olot for avodah zarah. They brought tzipirei chatat shnei masar, which we said was the sir chatat apnimit that comes to sir nisrach for avodah zarah. But we also had two other sets of karbanot. They had elim tishim v'shisha. They had elim 96, and rams that they brought. There were 96 rams, and kvasim, and sheep, shivim v'shiva, 77. So fine, you explained to me the 12 and the 12, but what about the other two, the 96 and the 77? What do they have to do with coming back? So it's clear that that is a recha. Bishlamo parim sirim k'neged shnimasar shvatim. Elo, now here is a machloket about the girs. The girs in our Gemara is elo kvasim k'neged me. The 77 kvasim, who are they for? Now, most of the girsot, the Bach and the Shita Mekubes, that changed the girsot to read, Ela, Elim u'kvasim k'neged me. The Elim, the 96 Elim, and the 77 kvasim, what were they about? Ela, they were Aracha, Aita, it was Aracha. The Gra, on the other hand, leaves the girsot the way we have in our Gemara. It brings the girsot and says, only the question is only about kvasim, because the Elim were 96. 96 is a multiple of 12. So you could have said that they brought 8 for each Shevet. 8 times 12, 96. 77 is not a multiple of 12. So I cannot explain 77 based on this. I could have explained 96. That was Kenega de Shvatim, 8 for each Shevet. What I cannot explain is the 77, and that was what the Horat Shah is, and that's why they only asked on Kvasim according to the Gra. So that makes it a Horat Shah. This Gemara plays an important role in something that we had discussed in Arachin, which is the issue of the Ovel. When does the Ovel apply or not apply? This Gemara from Horiot actually is quoted in terms of that machloket, because the din of Seir Avodah Zarah is premised on Rov Bnei Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael. Rov Yoshve Aleha in order to bring Paralam Devar Shel Tzibur or the Seir Avodah Zarah. And here we see that that was practiced according to this in the time of Ezra. They were bringing the Seirim for Chatat Avodah Zarah, even though there was not Rov Yoshve Aleha. So there it was determined by Rov of those that live in Eretz Yisrael. That's the determining factor over here. And so there's an argument whether in the Beit Sheni there was a Yovel or not the Yovel. We discussed this in Arachin. This is one of the issues that is raised in terms of whether there was a Yovel or not in Bayit Sheni. This is one of the times where we see that they practice something that really seems to be connected to the Yovel. They also had the issue of Shifcha Rufa, which is mentioned in this context as well. And those are also only Noheg in times of the Yovel. Some of the Rishonim use this as a proof to the fact that the Yovel was Nahuk at the time of Ezra. All right, now we're going to move on to a little Gadata. It's not Atom. Rav Mishnah Mishimbeit, Yosef ben Yoezer, Ish Tzreda, Yosef ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, Batu Eshkolot. Then there were no longer any Eshkolot. What is in my Eshkolot? What's an Eshkolot? Ish Shakobo. Person that has everything. As Rashi points out, everything is Torah, Yirat Chet, and Gemilot Chasadim. He has all these characteristics, all of these character traits. Vam Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Kol Eshkolot Shamdula and Lishom Mimot Moshe. They shall learn, teach Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. From there on, they didn't learn, teach Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. Until that point in time, the Eshkolot, not only were there people had everything in them, but they also were learning Torah on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Somewhere says, Rama Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Shloshet Alafim Alochot Nishtachu Bimei Avlosha Moshe. So that after Moshe passed away, during that Avilut, they forgot 3,000 halachot at that time of Evel Moshe, which means that they can't learn on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, they're missing halachot. Where it says, Dishtakulu, Dishtaku, that which they forgot were forgotten. Digamrinimu, whatever else they learned, whatever they did learn, Havugamiri Kemoshe Rabbeinu. Yes, whatever was lost, they couldn't learn anymore, they couldn't get them back, fine. But what they were learning on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, or like Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'atanya kishemek Moshe imrabu mitamim timu imrabu torim tiharu. Don't we say that after Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, they went to psak ayidei rov? They were dealt with the rov and miut. Whoever was the rov, the halacha was like them. Which means again, they're not learning like Moshe Rabbeinu. It means that halacha that's clear, defined, and precise. But rather, it's based on the majority rules. So it says libo dimait migmar havo gemiri lo kamoshe Rabbeinu. There. Acumen, their hearts had diminished, meaning that they were, as Tosfot says, unable to restore those halachot that they didn't know. Those 3,000 halachot they were unable to restore, therefore they resorted to rule based on majority, but those that they did know, Migmar Gemilu, Moshe Rabbeinu, they learned them like Moshe Rabbeinu, they continued to learn them like Moshe Rabbeinu. But Nitatano, in a bright we have, Kol Eshkolot Shem Deliso Mimot Nimush Ad Shem Yosef Ben Yoezer Ishtreda, Lo bayem hem shum dofi. From the time of Moshe to the time of Yosef ben Ezra, these eshkolot that have all of this in them, they didn't have any dofi. Mikam ele chayav hem shum dofi. After that point in time, they started to have dofi in them. Our assumption, avamin of the Gemara over here, is dofi is chet. They had no chet in them. Where it says, Vatanya, masa bechasid echad, we found this one chasid shia goneach midibo, that he was in pain, he had heartache, tremendous heartache, pain, whether it was heartburn, or heart attack. V'shalu l'rofim, and they asked Rofim, what was the cure? V'amru, ain't no takana. The only takana is that she'yanek chalav roteach shacharit. So he has to drink, he has to nurse, basically, from hot milk, fresh hot milk in the morning. So v'yaviu eis, v'kashru lo v'karei mitato. They brought him a goat, and they tied it to the post of his bed, and in the morning when he woke up, v'yonionek mimena chalav. He used to have fresh hot milk right out of the goat in the morning, straight from his goat. The Machar Nichnasu Chavir of the Vakuro, his Chavirim, came in to visit him the next day, came in to Ruah, hey, Zamru, the Stim Zuyim, the Toch Beito! There are armed robbers in the house! Vanu Nichnasim, the Vakuro, but how can we come to visit him if there are armed robbers in here? We'll see in a second what that means. Yeshvu Badgo, Velo Matsu Bo Avon. They sat down with him and they said they didn't find anything that he had done wrong his whole life, Shalota Eiz Bilbad, except for that one goat. Vafu Bishat Mitato Amar. And at his time of his death, his passes down, Yudea Nibat Mitzuz his vidui. Now when you say vidui at our deathbed, we know there's a lot we have to save for. Over here, he says, Yudea Nibat Mitzuz, this is his vidui. She'ein bi avon. I have no sins. Elo shalota eiz bilvad. The only sin that I have is this goat. What was wrong? She'avarti al divrei chavirai. That I violated the words of my friends, meaning the Rabbanan. She'avi amru chachamim. Ein megadlim be'ema adaka be'eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to have. Not allowed to keep a behemah daka in Eretz Yisrael because of the Harus HaYishuv. They destroy the settlement. They eat, first of all, they eat up anything that is green, and they destroy the Yishuv, plus the problems of Gneva and Gzevo that they steal from others' fields, they eat in other people's fields. So both of those issues, you're not allowed to bring up behemoth dakan. He was in his house bringing up a behemoth dakan because he needed it for the milk. Says that was my only sin. But you see from this that ain't boshum dofi. He had no sin besides this issue. He had nothing that he did wrong. And he sticks that statement at the time of his death, as well as chaverim who sat with him also agreed to that point. So now again, when they said listim mizuyin, when they entered into the house, it has to be one of two things. Either they were calling the A's an armed robber, because that's exactly why Chazal were usher them, because they go out and eat everything in sight. And that's why they're called listim mizuyin. Or, obviously, a Yarei Hashem would not have an A's in his house. The only way it could be an A's there is somebody else entered the house. V'kaimelon, koheich adamar maseh b'chasid echad. Anywhere in the Gemara when it says maseh b'chasid echad, O Rabbi Yehuda ben Bavel, O Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai. That story is either about Rabbi Yehuda ben Bavel, Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai. V'rabbanon batai Yosef ben Ezer ishtreda dari dari avu. There are many generations after Yosef ben Yoezer, ishtreda, and yet we're saying that they had no chait. So that can't be the explanation of the word dofi. Where it says, I'm Rabbi Yosef, dofi shel smicha, tani. We're not talking about dofi of chait. We're talking about the dofi of smicha. Smicha is the first issue that there is a machloket about. The first machloket breaks out around the issue of smicha, whether you do smicha on a korban that is brought on Yom Tov. Do you bake shlamim that are brought on Yom Tov? Do you do smicha on it or not? That is the first machloket. So that's the first time we have a machloket break out. The Gemara says, Yosef ben Ezer, gufei mitlog polig. Over there, the Gemara discusses that there were pairs of Tanaim, and those two of those pairs argued on this issue. One of those pairs was Yosef ben Yoezer. So he argued on this issue, b'smicha. So if he argued about smicha, then how can you say that until his time there was no arguments? The answer is, kif ligba b'sof shenei, the butzer liba. So it only happened at the end of his lifetime when his heart diminished. Again, his acumen diminished, and then it fell into an issue of machloket. And Rashi points out, if you look at the top Rashi, dofi shel smicha. Dad Yosef ben Yoezer lo nechleku b'smicha velo b'shum davar. Not in smicha, not in anything else. She had dying lo nitma'et alev, because everybody still had this robustness and this understanding that they learned halachot like Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, there was no machloket amongst these halachot. Olahachi nokat smicha. So why the Gemara brings smicha? Dehi aita machloket rishona shnechleku bo chachamim meolam. So that was the first time there was a machloket, but that was the beginning of the end. I mean, that was the first time there's machloket because the acumen, their understanding, the depth of understanding, the clarity of understanding started to diminish. And that already broke out in the first machloket of smicha. And from there onward, it gets worse and worse to the point where there was machloket about many items, not just about smicha. So that's what that statement meant about Tana. They had no dofi, they didn't have any issues of machloket. The halachot were so clear. They had such great understanding that they didn't have a machloket. Everybody understood the halacha. Everybody knew what the halacha was. Except again for those 3,000 that had been forgotten where they ruled by majority. But from that point forward, they start to diminish and then increase the number of things that become forgotten or machloket falls on them. And that's what it means in that statement that the dofi begins to enter in to the Chachmei Yisrael, including Yosef ben Yoezer at the end of his lifetime, where he now becomes or is involved in that machloket of smicha. Okay, we'll stop over here.